Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Do not drive older cars?
What?
Yes, BMW, three letters. BMW says do not drive older cars in the interest of safety. We're going to get to that story here in a little bit on Auto World. Welcome in to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be here with you since 1992. Actually, 47 plus years under the hood, under the bonnet, for you folks listening over across the pond. Appreciate you. Appreciate all of you being here and enjoying another hour of Auto World. You know, I really have, we have so much information coming into the Auto World email studio here at Greasy Garage constantly, to the point that I think I really could do probably 3 hours a day of Auto World. Now, I know a lot of you might not want to hear my voice that many times a day and how many seconds in that minute, so I just want to say thank you and appreciate you being here for the 3 hours each and every week that we have. So today on Auto World, yes, we're going to talk about that little bit of BMW, what they're, why they're saying do not drive. And by the way, it's something to do with a recall, but it really isn't. So get ready. What? A new Mini Cooper? Oh yeah, it's coming this way right now here on Auto World. I want to kind of touch base. We're going to go into the email bag only if Eddie, the engine emailer, sounds the Ugo horn. Of course, we never know when that is going to be. And do you like to eat? You do. So does your car. So does your truck. Well, you are what you eat, right? Oh yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Michelin star and what that's all about. First, I want to get back to something that we talked about on the prior hour of our great Auto World show here with Gary and Toyota Tacoma that he's driving. And the Toyota Tacoma is actually the seventh on the list of a vehicle, a pickup truck that will reach, according to the survey, will reach 250,000 miles and more. Well, in 2024, Gary was saying, well, I hope it's a gas engine in it. And I pointed out that, in fact, they are going to do a manual transmission, but I wanted to get back and let him and everyone else know that, oh yeah, the 2024 Toyota Tacoma, it's a little tease. I did put a picture up there on our Facebook site, which is my name, Mark Evans. Big news, of course, 2024 Toyota Tacoma is coming back. Now, but the news is that it's coming back actually May 19th. It's going to debut, so it will be in your dealerships here pretty soon. And, you know, most of the mid-sized trucks, there's a war going on, folks. They keep raising the bar. And in the mid-sized truck category, and 100% of these mid-sized trucks and trucks have 100% of automatic transmissions in them, like the Jeep line, the Gladiator pickup trucks. They're going to have a mid-sized truck, which they do have out right now. But it has a manual transmission. So Toyota says, we're going to match you. We're going to put a Toyota a manual transmission in our Toyota Tacoma. And some good news for Gary. He says, I hope there are gas engines and not EVs. Well, guess what? The 2024 Toyota Tacoma is rumored to be equipped with a 2.4-liter turbo four-cylinder engine. Gasoline, 2.4-liter turbo four-cylinder engine. And it's an upgrade that Toyota's doing, which they are comparing to its the current generation is 3.5-liter V6. For comparison, the smaller engine, it can produce 265 horsepower at 310 pound-feet of torque. And Toyota's new Highlander, it's in the Highlander, and without any help from the battery. But meanwhile, the current Tacoma's V6 produces 278 horsepower and 265 pound-feet of torque. So congratulations to Gary. You're going to probably, he's driving that Toyota, was it a 2016, I think? Driving that 2016, he's going to probably spend some money on that 2024 manual transmission with a gasoline engine in it. So that's a little bit of update there for you. Absolutely. Now, but most of all here at Auto World, it's not only, you know, information and news, but folks, recalls coming your way, interviews, of course, Auto World tips, Compare a Car. We like that segment. A lot of you do. What happened on this day in automotive history? We have a lot of things. The word of the day, of course, the question of the week, all that, et cetera. But most of all, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you. Not only live here on the Auto World Plaza, being coast to coast that we are nationwide, syndicated automotive radio talk show. I'm very proud to say that. And I want to hear from you, and you're the reason why we're here. And with that, I'd like to hear from you on not only our phone number is 855-660-4261, but email me anytime, okay? AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That means there's different time zones and different days, different stations taking Auto World, delay times, etc. So don't be a stranger. You're one of our Auto World family. You are, period. Because of our great Auto World AW affiliate family, radio station affiliates. So with that, Michelin's. You know, I've kind of talked about Michelin a couple times, haven't I? Yeah, about the tires, of course. I mentioned, I think, last hour something about Michelin wiper blades. Yes, they do make them. You might have had an opportunity to hear some of the ads in your local area that on radio or on TV and all. Yeah, they do make a, why not? Wiper blades are rubber. But did you know? I know a lot of you, especially with the COVID that happened and have DoorDash and all those places deliver you Uber and Lyft and deliver you food and all. But are you familiar with the other side of Michelin? The food side of Michelin. I said it. That's right. The food side of Michelin. It's called the Michelin Star. Well, what is a Michelin Star? And yeah, Bib, the ballooned, you know, gentleman that's white, Bib, we call him, Michelin. He's waving to you. It's the same company, Michelin, as of Michelin Tires. What is a Michelin star? Well, a Michelin star is awarded to restaurants. And I know a lot of you have ate out and still are eating out, of course, absolutely. But a Michelin star is awarded to restaurants offering outstanding cooking. Just like I keep saying here in Auto World, look for the blue A-S-E star. Automotive Service Excellence Star. That's the certifications that the technicians need hanging on the wall so you as a customer know that this shop is qualified. Now, but with the Michelin Star, they get a star. That restaurant gets a star awarded to them because, well, outstanding cooking. Cooking your food. You take your automobile, your Auto World over there to eat Michelin, eat the Michelins, but eating in a Michelin star restaurant. They take into account five universal the criteria, quality of the ingredients, the harmony of flavors, the mastery of the techniques, the personality of the chef as expressed through their cuisine. And it's just importantly, folks, both across the entire menu and over time of what they do. Michelin has Michelin Star annual awards. Yes, that's right. Along with seeking out new stars to put on their wall so you and I know that this is Michelin quality food. The star restaurants to ensure the same high quality standard of cooking is being offered to guests. So it's not only is Michelin rubber on your car and your truck and your SUV, your EV, but they're also in the restaurant that you're driving to. Now, I had a little thing happen that I said to myself, wait a minute, I might as well share this with everybody about the Michelin star. The little blue star you're looking for is ASE in the center of it, and that's Automotive Service Excellence in your repair shops. But we all do eat out. I do know that. And so Michelin's invested into this for many, many years. These judges that they have, no one knows. The restaurant has no idea when they're going to be coming in to judge that food. Michelin inspectors, full-time employees. It's been around a few years, so this is not new for Michelin. So I'm just highlighting that Michelin's not only on your windshield, your tires, but now they have been in your restaurants. Look for that red star with round corners. It's the Michelin star. The more stars the restaurants have, the better the food. Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Woo! Yeah. We're going to come back after our short little break. And guess what? A brand new Mini Cooper. Ooh, those are so cute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
And we are, as long as we have air in the tires or some nitrogen in those tires. And I'm telling some stories. Oh, car stories, that is. Hey, good to have you along. Proud to be here behind the silver microphone, as always. Today, here on Auto World, we are not only having fun, but we're getting right into the, what? The new things that are out there. Like the Toyota Tacoma coming your way. But what about this Mini Cooper? Oh, they're so cute, is what everybody says. Well, are they? Do you like them? Are you looking at maybe purchasing one? Mini. They've taken off the wrap, folks. Yeah, they did have it wrapped, and they were driving around because, see, a wrap changes up the look. Supposedly, so when they can drive it on the normal street, I've been there, done that on the ride and drives. Okay, so they're taking the wrap off and letting you look at it now. It's the all-new 2024 Mini Cooper Electric. Uh-huh. It'll be a three-door hatchback similar to the current gas-powered version, of course, in the lineup that they have now. But all electric. See, the brand Mini, they dipped a toe into the electrification waters way back when, and they got their toe wet. It was back in 2008-2009 with the Mini E. It was available for lease only, though, and selected lessees, lessors, and all that can get them back in Los Angeles and only in New York back in 2008-2009. It was competitive back then. It was offering 204 horsepower, 160 pound-feet of torque back then. Okay, they dipped their toe with the lithium-ion battery pack. It was just about 35 kWh, weighing in at 5. That battery weighed in at 572 pounds, yielding a real-world driving range of about 100 miles. Back in 2008-2009. Give you a little history. So, since they dipped their toe in, that was back, 2008-2009, quite a few years back. Okay, so then they launched the all-electric Mini Cooper SE. That was for the 2020 model year. This model pretty much had the same specs as the original Mini E. 32.6 kWh battery with a motor making about 181 horsepower. But now, oh, by the way, it had a range. Ooh, a whole, it was 110-mile range. 10 miles more than the first one they did back in 2008. It had a level 3 charger on it. Okay, so, what's up? What's happening for the 2024, the brand new Mini that's going to be all electric? Well, the 2024 Mini Cooper E has the same output, 181 horsepower. 215 pound-feet of torque, 199 pound-feet of torque is when you really get your foot into it. The battery capacity, though, it's kind of changed up a little bit. The Cooper SE, 54.2 kWh unit in it. They've figured it out that, in fact, they've upped the range, of course, and that range is going to be between 186 miles to 248 miles, which is an ideal number if you're buzzing your Mini Cooper SE around, around town and all. And by the way, it's produced by the BMW Group plant. Coming in November, that is. Now, some of you have the Ace Man. Do you have the Ace Man model? The four-door Mini Ace Man electric crossover is an SUV. It's coming your way, too. All electric. It's an all-new model family from 2024. Onward from here on out, the Countryman SUV and the Aceman will be released, and it's going to be all electric, so stay tuned for more on that. But yeah, an all-new Mini. Electric, that is. Now, what they're stating is that with the Level 3 charger, the Mini can recharge up to 80% of its power within 36 minutes. And they're stating, Mini Cooper and BMW are saying that makes it an attractive town car. The all-new Mini Cooper. Fun. And they do have that manual transmission. Yay! Hey, talking about Minis, and they're easy to park, aren't they? They really are. Maybe that's the reason why you own one, or you're looking at maybe purchasing it, because you don't really have to. I mean, you can park them anywhere. Well, Parkopedia. What is this? Parkopedia, folks, expands a partnership and global parking services across Europe and North America. Parkopedia. What is it? It's a reservation. Parkopedia's parking reservation and payment services are now available in Mercedes-Benz models across more than 5,000 locations in North America, folks. Yeah. Parkopedia. I know a lot of you. Well, in Boise, we are now getting, some areas in the town you cannot find a parking space. And it reminds me of the Jerry Seinfeld episode of George trying to find, Kramer trying to find a parking space. No more. Mercedes-Benz is the first to literally, in certain models across more than 5,000 locations in North America, Parkopedia parking reservation. Directly through your infotainment system in the Mercedes-Benz, covering everything from parking opening times and restrictions to the cost, to the height restrictions, to the length restrictions. The all-new head unit in this Mercedes, folks, it provides improved parking search, period. So, with that, remember, now in Europe, they've already had it over there. Mercedes-Benz drivers, all of you over there across the pond listening, you know that. Now, you get a discount, too, for parking. So that might be worth even looking at maybe a Mercedes-Benz and having that Parkopedia within that infotainment system. That's been around for quite a few years in quite a few countries, 14 countries, but we are now finally getting it here in North America, and I look forward to testing it, trying it, because that's the last thing we all need is to have a Parkopedia in our infotainment center, in our car, Mercedes-Benz. And again, if Mercedes-Benz has it, then that means what? Oh, yeah, they've raised the bar on the other brands and soon to become in other brands that you and I are driving if you don't own a Mercedes-Benz. But the worst thing of all is to, you're late, you're driving to your appointment, you're downtown, you're going downtown, even if you have a dinner reservations to, of course, at that Michelin star restaurant that you know about, and you're going there, and you drive in and you can't get a parking. You've registered it. You have a reservations on your parking spot, and someone's in your parking spot. That's no fun. No, not at all. When we come back, the Shelby Touch. This could actually help this one. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. President Biden calling the shooting that left 8 victims dead at a Texas shopping mall too shocking to become so familiar to Americans. He urged Congress to send him a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, along with enacting universal background checks. One border governor says the White House needs to start stepping up on the border crisis.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more needs to be done before Title 42 expires on Thursday. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, he said President Biden's plan falls far short of what's needed.
President Trump sent soldiers to the border to secure the border. President Biden is sending 1,500, quote, soldiers to do paperwork.
And lottery fun rolls over again. The Mega Millions jackpot this Tuesday night will be worth $83 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After I read Rockford Fosgate right there, huh? Rockford Fosgate amps. I used to install quite a few of those in the cars for my customers. And anyway, good to have you along. We have a little bit of Rockford Fosgate here, but this is Auto World, America's automobile enthusiast show since 1992, where, in fact, the lug nuts are tight. Well, they are now. They were a little loose on the brake there, so we had to tighten them up. Got a trivia question for you. What car model was produced by Plymouth and was named after a type of bird? What car model was produced by Plymouth and was named after a type of bird? It was the Plymouth Roadrunner. The Plymouth Roadrunner.
There he is.
Always running after what? Well, in the case of Auto World, it's always chasing those Chevys and those... Well, the Dodges, the Dodge Coronets. I actually raced a Plymouth Roadrunner at one time. My brother had one. I said goodbye to him. Goodbye. The Dodge Coronet 440 against his 383. Oh, yeah, those big blocks. How about that bullet nose, though? What car company had a bullet nose on the front of it? Yep, they call it the bullet nose. Back in 1951, Studebaker. The bullet nose, right in the center. Right in the center of the grill. Those are worth so much money today, folks. It's crazy. Not only the Studebaker, but the grill itself. Absolutely. The grill itself. Okay. Now, before the break, I said something about Shelby. The Shelby Touch. This could actually change this car and make it worthy of you to want to buy it, purchase it. What is it? The Mustang. What are they doing? The Shelby team, the Shelby Touch, and the Shelby team have partnered up with Ford again. The Ford Mustang Mach-E gets the Shelby Touch. Yep. As you know, the Mustang and Shelby, those names come together as a magnet attraction. The legendary Carroll Shelby, first putting his touch on the pony car back in 1965. Of course, as you know, comes to no surprise, the tuner house bearing Shelby's monarchy is part of the Ford Mustang Mach-E today. So, when you're going to, there's going to be another model produced from Shelby American. They announced it this last week. They plan to offer a custom upfit package for the sportiest version of that all-electric SUV, the Mach-E GT, honoring the 100th anniversary of Carroll Shelby's birth. And this will only be a production of 100 of these packages, folks. Only 100 are going to be available. Now, disappointing to all of us is they're only going to be available for the European owners that are listening to me right now across the pond. But I can't promise it, but this could change. This could change. So, if you're across the pond listening to us, of course, in Australia or Germany or wherever across the pond, you now can buy a Shelby Mach 1, all 100% EV. Okay, so what is it? Why are they doing this? Well, Shelby's first EV project covers all Mustang Mach-Es built to date, of course, from 2021 through 2023 models. And what they're doing, they are actually, it's a package, upfit package, and what the key modifications to the Shelby Mustang Mach-E GT include. Here's a couple things. A carbon fiber hood splitter, custom lightweight wheels, a handling package that lowers the EV by more than an inch. Dropper in the weeds by an inch. Other things, the Shelby Modified Mach-E becomes the first EV to integrate the new Borla Active Performance Sound System. Huh? It's an EV, and it's an electric car. Borla, David Borla to be a fact, got involved. See, one of the biggest complaints about EVs from you folks that you've turned into your car manufacturers after purchasing that EV is the lack of sound. And some of you that have been on the sidewalks and all, getting right across the crosswalk, have complained about the lack of sound. So, they're going to fix that. Oh, very, very important component to motoring for all of us, of course, is a little bit of sound. Absolutely. So, what did they do? The Shelby American Vice President of Operations says we need to team up with Borla. Borla, B-O-R-L-A. Borla, David Borla to be exact, the owner, founder of Borla's exhaust system. I have a Borla exhaust on my white stallion, the Chevy Stepside that I have. Sounds beautiful. Sounds good. It sounds like a hot rod, but yet not too noisy and not too quiet. Back to the Shelby Mustang Mach-E, Borla's active performance sound system is going to be included in the Shelby Mustang Mach-E package, period. So, if you're driving this EV around, you're going to hear a little bit of the Borla system. Not only you, but the folks outside the car will be hearing the Borla sound. Also, this package, upfit package, the Shelby upfit package. You're going to see Shelby on the side of the Mustang, the Mach on the side and the back quarter panels. Also provides the carbon fiber mirror caps, folks, and door trim, racing stripes, the Shelby badge, floor mats, of course, the official Shelby CSM identification number. So this, I believe, in my opinion, will cause this car to become a collector's item. There's only going to be 100 of them available over UK, of course. And coming soon, maybe, hopefully, cross our fingers, to a dealership near you today. So stay tuned. When I get more information on that, I'll keep you informed. But this is something I've had an opportunity here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from, to see a few of these mock, the mocks coming down the road, and soon to see. Hopefully, we'll see an upfit package here in the States. This upfit package, if you want to know what the cost will be, is going to be going on sale in Europe in July, only in Europe in July, and only 100 of them are going to be available. And here's the MSRP. And that's going to be right at American dollars, $31,062. So stay tuned. That really isn't that bad of a price. Of course, remember, with all new cars, you have to be careful because of the creature features you might add. But for a Shelby badged car, period, it doesn't matter if it's a Mustang or not, come on, $31,000. Well, $62 at the end there. I don't know what that's for. That might be for the ashtray that's not in there. Anyway, $31,062. Coming to a dealership near you if you are listening over in the Europe area in July. So that's it's good news. It's got the Shelby stripes, I guess, on it. And, some of you that are Shelby people that have the real Shelbys, the GT Shelbys, you might not like this. But that just wanted to, confirm that this is what's going on. So, with that, too, now, BMW, we're going to talk a little bit about BMW when we come back from our break here. BMW says stay tuned and get your ears on big time here, because BMW announces do not drive older vehicles, period. So what's this all about? We're going to find out when we come back from this short break. And, I don't know, Dale, he's in the house. Eddie the Engine Emailer. He might sound his horn. You never know. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Well, I asked an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I asked him if those fucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive and keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
It's fun to do that, isn't it? Steering wheels are still, the steering wheels are still in the cars, aren't they? They're, you know, we talked about joysticks before, in between the passenger and the driver, you know, the stick that sticks up there, and it's called joystick, or quite a few names on top of that, but kind of like a video game. But yeah, we like to grab on that steering wheel. One car that had a steering wheel, it also had 48 horsepower. It was called a Hercules engine in it. Yes, a Hercules engine that had 48 horsepower, or you could have the engine that had 40 horsepower in it. It also was basically just a two-door hardtop. It was built in 1948. Excuse me. It started in 1946 and went all the way up to 1951. It was called the Playboy. The Playboy car back since 1946 all the way up to 1951. Playboy Motor Car Company in Buffalo, New York. The cost? Well, the 1948 cost $985. Eddie, the engine emailer, you just had to scare me. Oh, thank you. That means one thing, folks. When you hear that oog horn, it's time to go into that email bag. Eddie, the engine, throw me that bag. Thank you. Hey, get your arm out of the bag. I'm doing it. Okay, you can. Okay, I'm sorry. Eddie, you can reach in and get an email from me. Thank you. Eddie, thank you. Appreciate it. I don't ever let him do that. Two arms and one bag are kind of wrinkle them up quite a bit. Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of your emails throughout the week, folks. So, again, I ask, and you folks want to please deliver. And you have been, and keep sending the emails. I do appreciate that. Emails, good, bad, or otherwise, about your auto world, the stories you have, the kind of truck you have. I want to know, again, what kind of truck you have. Do you believe it can go 250,000 miles? Do you believe, has it already gone 250,000 miles? And I do want to know the story behind where you picked it up, where you bought it. Was it hand-me-down? Was it handed down from dad or great-granddad? What brand? How's it doing? How many miles have you put on it? How many monies have you put into it? How much repair? So, again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay? Email, if you don't want me to read it live on the air, just say, no, but help me anyway, and I always help you. You know, everybody gets a gift, too, a little detailed gift pack bag. This, and I can, Corpus Christi, Texas. Awesome. Quick question for you, Mark. Are all the part brands the same? Meaning, if I buy from Amazon, Rock Auto, etc., are they as good as the local parts store brands? Great show, Mark Cohen, listening in Corpus Christi, Texas. Awesome. Great question, Cohen. Cohen, let's do a shout-out right there to that great... Oh, yeah. Shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate family there. And that radio station right there in Corpus Christi, Texas, takes us all 3 hours. Appreciate that. Thank you. KEYS Keys, AM 1440 and FM 98.7, right there in Mathis and Portland and Ellis. And, of course, Corpus Christi, Texas, where Cohen is actually listening to the show. Cohen, great question. And by the way, no. How's that? That's quick, huh? No. They're not all the same. Neither is the price, huh, Cohen? When you purchase a part from Amazon. I'm not dogging Amazon. I'm not dogging Rock Auto. Okay, so no hate mail there. I'm not dogging them. I actually have purchased, so you know, some parts through Amazon and some parts through Rock Auto. But with that said, I purchased them because my customer, my clientele wanted me to purchase them. And you know what? Folks, those parts went south on me, meaning that they went bad on me later, and I had to tell the customer that they didn't last as long. They didn't go the 250,000 miles like those trucks that I'm talking about, that we talked about last hour. So they're not all the same. Some are seconds, meaning that the quality of a part has to be designed correctly in order to, of course, as you know, fit. But there's so many things here. Let's talk about a brand of part that is, how can they sell it cheaper than the parts store? Now, we know this, that the parts stores and everybody marks up their part prices. Absolutely. But what part company, what part store company has got the most stores? How did they get that way? Amazon's they farm it out and they get quotes to get that part sold to you. You're buying from a warehouse, quite a few warehouses, Amazon. Rock Auto's the same way, by the way. They farm it out, they do contracts, and then they, as you know, when you go into Rock Auto, this is not an ad for Rock Auto, by the way, either. But when you go in there, you see so many different, they actually market economy, everyday driver, and then they say, you know, the what's the word they use? I don't know, but the best or the better one, you know, things like that. And that is a great evidence there too, Cohen. When you do go to Rock Auto, they'll actually have it. They have the part graded, so all parts are graded, just like we have food as graded. By the way, it's the same thing there, kind of like a shelf life. But so cheaper metals cause the part to be cheaper in price when they make it out of metal. Plastics, same way there. The warranties are different. So if you really want to know what brand is probably the best, Cohen, in Corpus Christi, Texas, the best way to tell is look at their warranties. I just did this the other day, and I was going down on my commercial account through AutoZone, showing a customer that this part up on the very top is the AutoZone brand. We're going to talk about warranties here. I don't want to plug, you know, the brand. It's AutoZone stores. 4,000 plus, of course, out there through all coast to coast that I'm talking right now. But they actually show, look at the warranties is my point. Look at the warranties. You have a one-year warranty, then you go down, step down on the page on the internet and see, oh, there's one with one-year warranty. Then there's another part, the same part, two-year warranty. You go down a little farther, three-year, five-year, literally, seven-year. Some of them, then you go, oh, do you want the lifetime warranty one? Well, then that means what? That's the quality of metal, the quality of plastic, the quality of the seal, the rubber seal. So the antifreeze does not start leaking out the weep hole in the water pump that you're buying. So is it worth paying another additional $10 more to get the 3-year warranty hub bearing? $10 more, or do you, 3-year warranty, or do you buy the one that has a year warranty and you save $10? My point is, what's the difference? There is a difference, Cohen. So to answer your question, yes, there is a difference. You know, and always look at the warranty. That's the main key. The warranty of shipping it, taking your time to go back and forth and all that. It's not fun. It's not fun. To ship it back costs you money. Do they charge you to ship it back? I don't know. But your car is broke. Downtime is my whole thing. Cohen, please, thank you. Appreciate it. From Corpus Christi, Texas. Listen to us on KEYS, FM 98.7 and AM 1440. Thank you. Appreciate it. Send me an address back on our email where I can ship you off a little great little gift bag. Detail. And we'll get that baby looking good inside and out. Appreciate it, Cohen. That address, our address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Appreciate your email. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Absolutely. And that's the truth with everything, isn't it? Oh, it's time.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is winner. Do you have a winner? A good model? A good brand? Overall, a winning combination of a great vehicle or vehicles in your family? Be a winner. Keep a winner. Buy a winner. Make sure that it is a winner. Just because you are a winner. Appreciate you being here this week, every week, for many years, since 1992. Thanks, folks. Remember two things: drive safe and motor on!
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.